Here we go. It is Tuesday, which means only one thing. It's the podcast. We've got a lot to talk about. Struggling teams, improving teams, and middleman teams. Let's get into it. Happy podcast day, everybody. Let's go right ahead and let's get into it. Last week was a very interesting week. Really, we're just chugging along, right? Nothing, no major upsets, really. Just people doing their thing. Nothing too complicated about it. Here we go. We start with Uncle Buck with a big, commanding victory in the game of the week here. And we thought it was going to be a close one. Thought it was going to be a good one. And it could have been. But Uncle Buck, despite having a running back put up 0.5 points, he went off at the helms of the same guys, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. I mean, if you have the Bills, you're in for it this season. It's going to be a good one, Uncle Buck. And those guys are a big reason why he is 5-1. What went wrong for Mr. Woody here, I guess you could say, is Aaron Rodgers not putting up anything this year. Aaron Jones, nothing. David Njoku with a down week, and same with Mike Williams. But for Mr. Woody, his MVP has to be the guy, Leonard Fournette, just like always. And a big week for Mr. Luke to get a win. He was this close, but he falls by, I believe, about 10 points. Nick Chubb did not perform, and that is a big reason why. The flex position, he's got to get it right. He has got to get it right. You put in any possible flexes, T. Higgins, George Kittle, Elliott, Sanders, and you possibly have your first victory of the season, but you're going to go 0-6. But his MVP, Austin Eckler, even though he only had 36 rushing yards, he was involved in the passing game. For Miss Lori, she survives and she puts up another victory. She's 3-3. Barkley and Hurts lead her to victory, but Hurts goes on by next week. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Mr. Ryan with a simple win against Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert, we haven't really talked much about him this year, and I don't think we will. I mean, he's having a really mediocre year. Not so good, but he'll get some wins. He's going to miss the playoffs, but he'll probably get that fifth seed. He'll be right in the middle. He won't get fourth. He'll be right in the middle is what it's looking like. He's got a bunch of guys on bye. Cook, Jefferson, Knox. I mean, you name it. He's got a bunch of guys on bye, so he's going to have some guys needing to step up on the bench. As we get more into the byes, you'll see the bench stepping up. The manager moves on the waiver wire, come into play, and it'll be crucial here. Mr. Ryan gets the victory. The toilet bowl in the Strawn House goes to Mizer Kamish. I mean, when I put up 88 points, I expect to lose, but then I have a sense of comfort when I know that Mizer Dad is my opponent. Really, just nothing going right for him. I mean, Curtis Samuel, only 2.6 points. I mean, Mostert, only 5.8. Hill, struggling at the tight end position, 4.56 points there. What went right for me? Really, Joe Mixon and Deebo Samuel, the guys that needed to step up, they stepped up. Metcalf didn't perform. Goddard didn't perform. Flexbot is struggling right now because we don't have Jonathan Taylor, as we know, hoping to get him back by next week. But Mizer Kamish improves to 5-1. Here he comes from 8th, trying to go to 1. So there you go. That's our breakdown there. As I look here on the final standings projections, they still have me going to 4th place. They don't have trust in the Kamish. They had me at 6th place, and then they finally moved me to 4th place. But as we see here, Mizer Dad, I mean, easy last place. I think out of him and Mr. Luke, Mr. Luke has a better team. And with that, it'll take us to our predictions for Week 7. And we begin with the game of the week. Mr. Luke 0-6 and Mizer Dad 0-6. We will finally have only one I don't know how to say this. Only one team that does not have a win. So somebody will get a win and will get their first wins, whether it's Mr. Luke or Mizer Dad. I look at the buys here. Mizer Dad getting some guys back. Mr. Luke not really losing anybody. So I think it all comes down to who has the better team. And when you really think about it, it's Mr. Luke. You got Kyler Murray. You have to look at it from an outer look, an outer perspective. You got Murray, Eckler, Chubb, Waddle. He's a guy there. And then that's the guy that you're going to need to lead you. And he can easily put in T. Higgins in that flex position. But for Dad, I mean, you're getting Adams back, but you got a rookie. You got a struggling Pitts. You got Montgomery. There's some questions for Mr. Dad. So Mr. Luke gets the win. Mr. Gilbert and Miss Lori, I see a lot of buys on both sides here. The benches are going to have to come into play here. And it's very, very crucial because this week really shows the sections of the teams. This is our teams, our MC teams really going at it. But I think Miss Lori gets it done. I truly think she does. Whether Mr. Gilbert puts in whoever he puts in, I still think Miss Lori will get it done. She finds a way every single time. Every single time I doubt her. Now I know I'm going to doubt her. She's going to stink up the place now. But I got Miss Lori. She's going to get it done. She's going to improve to 4-3. A big one here. Your end of the bracket type teams here. Mr. Ryan, Mr. Woody. Both beaten by the top two teams in the league. And it'll be a big one. I think Mr. Woody, after going on that 4-win streak, he gets humbled by Uncle Buck, and he'll get humbled even more by Mr. Ryan. Mr. Ryan gets it done. He will improve to a big old 6-1, and Mr. Woody will match the record of Miss Lori and go to 4-3. And a big one, myself and Uncle Buck, we haven't played each other at all this season, and we play each other this upcoming week. I've got some guys on by. Uncle Buck has his guys on by. He's no Allen or Diggs. So that's good, right? But he's getting Henry back. He's got a really hot Breece Hall. He's still got Burrow against the Falcons. That's a good matchup. But it's going to be a big one here. And it's going to be very interesting to see here. Will Taylor play is a big thing. If all my guys can go, watch out. All my guys are healthy and we play our games. Watch out, because here they come. Winner of that one will improve to 6-1. What a reminder, the best record in the league was when we had a 13-week season in the regular season. Myself and Mr. Woody both put up 10-3 seasons in separate seasons. But 10-3 to the both of us, that's the record. Myself, Mr. Woody, Uncle Buck, Mr. Ryan still going for that record, even Miss Lori has that into play. Mr. Gilbert, though, out of the runnings, as well as our Mr. Luke and Mizer Dad. So there you go. Quick, short, get straight to the point podcast, getting us ready, really feeling it out, seeing. I mean, we practically know who, you know, our teams are going to be, but who knows? I'll tell you that. Now, I will say this. Manager of the Year rankings will begin right now. We're going to make it a little bit longer. We're going to give you your Manager of the Year rankings. I totally forgot about it until now. I'm thinking of it. So here we go. We begin in last place with our Manager of the Year rankings. And that's got to be Mizer Dad. Mizer Dad, 8th place in the Manager of the Year rankings. He just hasn't been able to find anything. And doesn't really seem that the waiver wires are even coming through. So Mizer Dad, an easy last place in the Manager of the Year rankings. We're going to go kind of quick here. 7th and 6th, they go to Mr. Luke, the defending Manager of the Year champion, I believe. No, sorry. That was Mr. Gilbert. But Mr. Gilbert, 6th. Mr. Gilbert is 6th place. Your defending champions right there, Mr. Luke and Mr. Gilbert, 7th and 6th. Really, can they make some manager moves to save it, right? Can they make some manager moves to save their seasons and possibly make another run? 5th place, it's going to be Miss Lori. Easy. Miss Lori. It's easily going to be Miss Lori. She hasn't really done anything, but she's winning, right? So that's what you've got to look at it all the way back to our draft picks. Uncle Buck is going to be in that fourth spot with myself in the third spot. Nothing really there, just guys winning, not really making big moves. But in second place, Mr. Ryan in second place, and our manager of the year so far, first place in the rankings, Mr. Woody. Because he didn't have such great of a team, really bad draft, I'd say, for him. But he's 4-2. He's 4-2, and he's got a big week coming up. If he can get a win, he can go 5-2 and put the league on notice, I tell you that. But here we go. It's going to be a good one, and we hope to have good outcomes, and we're going to have a winner, so it'll be very interesting to see. I'm Kamish. Same time next week. See you then.